gatto, mister Roboto.
Dopodomani gatto, mister Roboto, manda un email. Dopodomani gatto, mister Roboto, insufficienza.
Welcome to Sibling Jabber. This is episode 2, and I'm Roy.
And I'm Danielle.
How are you doing, Danielle?
Good. How are you?
Good. Had a good week. Went by pretty quick. Nothing too special going on, though. How about you?
Yeah, it was a pretty fun and easy week.
Yeah, good to hear. Easy is always good.
Yes.
Now the work begins. I got to get some work done this weekend. We'll see.
Ugh.
Let's start off today. In the news, we have robots. Is this the beginning of the end for robots? And for us. Did you see anything about this Anki? Is the company,
no.
And they have a robot named Vector. It's a home robot. It's kind of like, they call it Siri meets WALL-E. It's a little thing that could fit in your hand. It's got four wheels. It roams around. If you put it on a table, it knows where the ends are. It won't fall off the table, but it'll try and follow you around. You can put it on the floor, it'll follow you around. You can ask it questions, it'll answer you. You can pet it. Its eyes moves, it shows emotions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's you can look it up right now. It's called Vector. It's on Kickstarter. You get it for the low price of $200 before it ends up coming out in October for $250.
The low price. I mean, that is pretty cheap, I guess, for a robot.
It was actually cheaper than I thought it was going to be. I mean, who doesn't want a robot following them around like a little pet?
Me.
It's got Wi-Fi, it's Bluetooth, it's got cameras, microphones, everything.
So, like, it's like a, what are they, Alexa, but it follows you.
Yeah. It's like they said, it's like Siri meets WALL-E, the movie WALL-E, the Disney movie. Yeah. It's like a little WALL-E, but it's got an Alexa or Siri in it.
Interesting. WALL-E's not exactly, I wouldn't say, a compliment. Have you ever seen WALL-E?
No, to be honest, I haven't.
The whole point of the movie is that humans get fat and super duper lazy. Well, I guess you get lazy first and then fat. Because the robots do everything for them and they just sit in these recliner chairs that move them everywhere.
What, people sit in the recliners?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, I wouldn't say that WALL-E would be a compliment.
No, I guess not. I was out of that movie when I heard that there was no talking in it for the first, like, half of the movie or something.
I'm pretty sure there's no talking in, like, all of it. Maybe, like, a couple sentences.
Even worse, then. All right. Did you bring something for us?
Yes.
Or you want me to go on to the next one while you look?
Go ahead. You go to the next one.
All right. Next one. Have you heard about Roundup and how there's the chemical in Roundup that's causing cancer, they say?
I don't even know what Roundup is.
it's a weed killer.
Roundup.
I think the chemical's in other weed killers too, but the big one that it's in is Roundup. But yeah, they have commercials all the time and saying, have you been exposed to Roundup? You may have been exposed to this chemical and you might get cancer and we'll sue for you. Well, now the biggest case has just come out. As a school groundsman, 46 years old, and he's got weeks to live now. He was just awarded $289 million by a jury that found weed killer Roundup did give him lymphoma. So he's going to be able to use the cash to give to his wife and kids for when he's gone. His wife, who right now works two jobs. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, it is killer.
Roundup, stop using it. What's that?
It is weed killer. I'd imagine
For
there's a
sure.
lot of bad things in all kinds of like pesticides and weed killers.
Apparently, it's a person killer too. Yeah.
A person killer. That was so bad.
See, they should go with that, and then no one will buy it. Not
Well,
just a weed killer, a person killer. Maybe I'll
British.
get the point across.
Oh man.
All right, go ahead.
So this happened last week, 2 weeks ago, August 2nd, whatever week that was.
Yeah, last week.
But a man was accused, well, they actually have like real evidence that he stole a shark from an aquarium in Texas. I have the video and it's pretty hilarious to watch. So the video is like maybe 3 minutes to watch. I don't know, 3 or 5 minutes. And the whole time I was watching it, like it takes 45 seconds, which is actually a long time when you're watching a video, for you to even see this
Oh,
guy appear on the video. But he literally just walks up to, so it's like this petting tank. So if you've ever been to like the Pittsburgh Zoo, they have where you can pet the stingrays. And
okay.
it's kind of
Yeah.
like that, I guess. But he walks up to it, and then it happens within seconds. He literally just dips his hands in, picks up a shark, and walks away. And then he comes back on camera carrying like what looks to be maybe like a bowl and like in the round of his two arms, and he covered with a towel or a blanket and places it in a stroller. And then with like two other guys wearing the same shirt as him walk away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. He's
Yeah.
just carrying it right off camera.
I mean like he doesn't even try and hide it. He just literally like dips his hands in and carries a shark out.
So just so people know, I was expecting, like a 6-foot-long shark, but it's not. It's, God, I don't know. It looks like it's, what, maybe 2 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
So
like one of
then
those, like you said, it's like a petting area where you can just reach in and pet a shark or a stingray or whatever.
yeah. So then the article continues to say that the shark is worth $300. So I'm not really sure about the excitement of a $300 shark. Like, I guess I'm really low on cash. I heard there's a $300 shark at the zoo. Let's go steal
Yeah,
it.
I would have expected higher than that.
Right? So weird. So anyway, the shark is back in the Texas aquarium and safe,
Oh,
but
good for the shark.
but yeah, pretty crazy, just and bold, just to like try and
Yeah,
snatch a shark.
it's not like he was even just like waiting there pretending he's gonna pet it or something. He just walks right up, dips his hand and gets it and goes.
Yeah, check it out, Texas Aquarium, shark stealer.
Yeah, I just typed in steal a shark or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I just read today that in Egypt they have found a second Sphinx. Apparently they're building a road and they're almost done. I think they're 90% complete building this road, and as they're digging up this last section of the road or last section of ground for the road, they found another Sphinx there. If you don't know what the Sphinx is, it's that it's like a lion body with the head of a human. It's a big popular statue that's by the pyramids there, the Great Pyramid.
So is this one just as big?
I haven't been able to find anything. I read a couple articles about it. So far, there are no pictures of it, and I haven't read anything about the size. It's kind of they're kind of being quiet about it. But at the same time, they did announce it, and they said that it is open for tourists to go check it out, even though it's, in the ground right now, buried, just like the original Sphinx was until like 1924 or something.
So what's it made out of?
It is made out of sandstone, I believe, just like the original Sphinx and the Great Pyramid.
So I feel like that's crazy to me because they found it in the sand and it's made out of sand. I'm just not smart enough for that, but
How does it work?
weird.
Okay. Do you have another one for us?
Yes. So there was a man who was having his hearing, like his trial. He was being charged with robbery with like armed robbery. And while in court, he kept interrupting the judge. And I can't remember where this is from, but he kept interrupting the judge. And so the judge ordered that the man have his mouth gagged with duct tape when he refused to stop interrupting him. And so the article was pretty funny because it actually showed like pictures of the duct tape around his mouth, and they actually needed to use two pieces. So it said they ripped off a 15-inch long piece of red duct tape and placed it over his mouth. A second piece of tape was required soon after to prevent the from complaining about the gag.
That's funny. I pulled to you. I saw that news article, like the heading of it, and I saw a picture of it. I meant to click on a read and I just never did.
Yeah,
So
so
he was what he was just talking out too much.
yeah, he kept interrupting the judge. So I guess like the judge and the lawyers were just trying to get across their point of the story, and the judge came out and said like I wasn't preventing him from telling his side of the story. He had actually already told his side of the story, and then he kept on interrupting other people when they were trying to like tell their side. So he like ordered him to be gagged with, I guess, like all they had around was duct tape.
So, did the judge get in any trouble, or anybody get in any trouble, or anything, or?
No, nobody got in trouble, as far as I know, at least.
Cool.
Yeah, this was in Ohio.
Okay. No, they could do anything in Ohio.
I guess.
Except for talk out in court.
The man actually was ended up being sentenced to 24 years in jail. Yeah.
And it was for robbery, right?
Aggravated robbery. Kidnapping and theft is what he was charged with. So,
Okay.
yeah, and now talking too much.
Yeah. They
Probably
didn't tack
added
that one on.
an extra year. The judge was probably like, you were gonna get 23, but now it's 24 years.
24. You watch the Oscars, don't you?
I do every once in a while.
Did you watch
I
it this
say every
past
once in a
year?
while, like they're on 6 times a
Yeah.
year.
Every once in a, every other year.
I work on Sundays, and so it's really hard. I think they're on Sundays. And I know, so I get really tired and I fall asleep early on Sundays, so I haven't been watching them lately.
Well, apparently not too many people are. So, the last the start, the last year was their one of the worst ever, and so they said they're going to cut down on time now, make sure it only goes 3 hours, I believe it is, because it went like 4 hours last year. So to
Okay.
do that, they're going to start giving some awards during commercials. They haven't announced what awards they're going to give during the commercials. And also, they are coming out with a new category called the Popular Film Award. They haven't really explained what it's going to be, but apparently it's a film that people have actually seen instead of films that no one sees.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, because the award shows that are doing well are the, what, the People's Choice and MTV, stuff like that, that people actually see.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually want to see the movies that win, but just like the one award, just the major motion picture.
Well, that's it. It makes you kind of want to see the movie a little more, but that's because no one has ever seen that movie.
Right.
There should be a chance that a movie that you have seen is going to win.
Yeah. But I also like, because a lot of times the movies are like super good. Unfortunately, I can only think of one time, but I've actually watched the movie. But The King's Speech won like 6 awards, probably not 6, but at least 2, a long time ago. And so I went to go see it afterwards, and it was such a good movie. And it wasn't a movie I would have ever seen, except for that I watched the Oscars that year and it won all the awards.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That hasn't happened for me. That's enough. Yeah, I look at these names like Kramer vs. Kramer, The English Patient, Shakespeare in Love. I haven't seen any of these, and I don't care to.
Shakespeare in Love won?
Yeah, I believe Shakespeare in Love beat out Saving Private Ryan to win.
That's crazy.
Right.
I didn't know that a romance won. Strange.
All right. You eat Oreos, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what you think of these new flavors.
Yes.
Pina colada, thins, kettle corn, and the winning flavor that somebody won $500,000 by sending in this flavor is cherry cola Oreo.
Yes, I saw cherry cola Oreo. Well, okay, so I saw it at the grocery store, and I totally wanted to buy it, but I was like, no, I have to be good. If the Oreos are on sale, don't buy them. And they weren't, so I didn't. And then I went back the next day, not the next day, but like the next time I went back to the grocery store, I was like, let's just go see. And they didn't even have them anymore. They had them that like one time.
You missed your chance at eating the award-winning flavor.
I totally did. I love Oreos and I love cherry cola. I'm up to try anything cherry cola. The other two do not sound good to me.
Yeah, I think I'm out of all those. Pina colada maybe interests me the most.
Ew, why?
Pina, it's like coconutty, right? I don't know. It seems like it goes with a cookie more than Coke or kettle corn.
Isn't it like pineapple coconut, though?
Probably, pineapple, coconutty. I don't know. They're actual foods that would be sweet.
Well, if it was cherry.
Yeah, but the Coke part is the part that gets me. Yeah, it's weird because this article, it just came out. August 8th, stated, and yet I'm looking right at it, and it says in stores May 2018.
Yeah, I was like, that was a while ago.
So I don't know if they've just announced who the winner was and that they won $500,000, if that's the news story, I guess. But yeah, I never saw them in stores, so.
I just saw the cherry that one day. But they're always coming out with new flavors. I didn't know that it was a winter thing, because who does that? Lay's Potato Chips does that every year.
Well, you could send in a flavor to them.
Yeah, like come up with a crazy flavor. It's usually like macaroni and cheese and I don't know, baked beans or something.
It's a flavor where you eat the first chip and you're like, that's not too bad. And then by the time you're done eating 5 chips, you're like, all right, I'm done. I never want to eat this again.
You're like, actually, I don't even like chips anymore.
Those just
or
ruined
macaroni
me.
and cheese.
I won't eat mac and cheese anymore now. Lindsay Lohan's in the news.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what Lindsay Lohan now, she's come out for the Me Too movement. And she says that she first says she doesn't have anything to say. I can't speak on something I didn't live, right? But then, of course, she goes on and has a lot of comments towards it, saying, if it happens at that moment, you discuss it at that moment. You make it real. I'm going to really hate myself for saying this, but I think by women speaking against all these things, it makes them look weak when they are very strong women. You have these girls who come out and don't even know who they are, who do it for the attention. That is taken away from the fact that it happened. And this just blew up. I saw it all over the place this week.
I mean, I agree with the last statement, but not this. Not the others.
Yeah, she's, she's filming a new show, some reality show. She's in Greece, I think it is, and she bought a resort and now she runs it. So she's doing all these interviews, and of course, you're going to get sound bites like this. Nothing much going on with that, huh?
No.
All right, and last week we talked about Nick Carter. Just a quick thing to say about him.
Yes.
Brian Littrell, who was on in the Backstreet Boys, he was the older one, right? I'm guessing.
I don't know any of their ages, but he was like the lead singer.
Yeah,
he was
like, he looked like he was like the older, like he didn't belong as much as everybody else.
Oh, poor Brian.
he just came out and said that he's behind Nick Carter. And said that this girl is a fame seeker. And unfortunately, there are fame seekers out there, and that's what the situation is. So, good on Brian, I guess, backing up his boy.
Yeah. It was true. Brian always seemed like the wholesome one, though, so.
Well, there you go. I couldn't tell them apart, apparently, so.
Not that I knew them personally, so I can't really vouch for any of them. Well,
you didn't grow up with them or anything?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did in a sense, but...
You know, I was in the same school as Christina Aguilera at the same time as her.
I do know that, but you didn't know her.
No, I didn't know her at all. I didn't even know until years later. And I was like, oh, wow, look at that. I went to the same school as her. I didn't know that. I was there the same year she was.
You were at that school for like a year?
Yeah, not even. I was there for like half a year.
Oh my goodness. Hey, going back on the Backstreet Boys, I meant to say this last week, but
yeah.
I don't know if I know that you kind of like James Corden as well as I do, but he actually did a skit with the Backstreet Boys where he does a skit called Take a Break. So he goes into places and like relieves somebody of their job for like, I don't know how long, a half an hour.
No, I never saw that.
Yeah. He's gone into like Old Navy and relieved a sales person. And he's gone, I think, into Starbucks and relieved a barista, but he went to, I guess, I don't know, Las Vegas. I don't know, somewhere where the Backstreet Boys were doing a show. And he relieved one of the Backstreet Boys. It was really funny. But it was really cool because they, like, actually let him do it, like, during their show.
So it was a show where he was up on stage.
Yeah. And I thought that was really awesome of them because I didn't expect him to actually be allowed on stage with them singing a song.
Unless you're a Backstreet Boy fan and you're there for the concert, and then you're like, who's this putz that's up there now?
I mean, I am a Backstreet Boys fan and totally want to go to their concert if they would come to Pittsburgh, but they're not.
You'll have to get
And I
together with my wife then.
hope they're not.
She went a couple of years ago. It was them and New Kids on the Block and Boyz II Men, I think.
Yeah, but I don't want to see the other two. I just want to see a Backstreet
right. Did you have another news article?
No, I think that was it for me.
Okay. Well, I'll go back to another one that relates back to last week. We were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy and how all the actors were back in, what's his name, James Gunn.
Yes.
So earlier in the week, Dave Bautista, he's the wrestler, and
Yes.
he played Drax. He played Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy. He came out and said that if they don't bring back, if Disney doesn't rehire James Gunn or use a script, then he's going to ask them to release him from the contract that he has with them. He doesn't want to be in the movies anymore.
Well, I did hear that they were going to use his script, though.
That's their plan, but they haven't, I guess, got a confirmation from Disney that they're allowed to.
Okay.
But then this leads into the next article. So that was, I believe, 3 days ago. And then today, it comes out that Marvel is having back channel talks with Disney, asking them to bring James Gunn back for the Guardians, so that they can use a script and he can direct.
Interesting.
So, yeah, is it because the big backlash with, the cast wants him back, and Dave Bautista said, "I want out of my contract if it doesn't come back," or is it just because they want to make the money?
Probably
Because,
both.
yeah, we can't lose him. He's been so good to us, making all this money for us.
Though I'm assuming that Batista signed a contract, and when he says he's going to ask them, he could ask them, but that doesn't mean they're going to say, okay, you can go.
Right,
Like,
right.
so.
All right, sure. You don't have to make your third film that you're obligated to make.
Right? Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that might not have had an effect. Those two words did not go together, pretty sure, and might not. And
Well,
that's also four words.
plus he's just a big dude that they paint blue, so they could just grab any random wrestler or big dude and just be like, "Here you go." Yeah, it's not like Batista can actually act.
Oh, poor Batista.
I'm
No,
sorry,
I
do you
feel
like
like
his
you
acting skills?
Well, but I feel like you can't do that. I always get so frustrated when I'm watching a show or a movie and like a sequel and they try and do the same character but a different actor.
Yeah,
Like,
especially on TV shows, you're watching, and what was that show with Brad Garrett? After he left Everybody Loves Raymond, he had his own TV show. And he had like three different actresses play his daughter throughout that show.
yeah, see, like that's it's like the people are saying they know their audience is dumb. And I take offense. I'm not that dumb, just a little bit.
Or it could be that there are problems too, a
Well,
problem
yeah.
actor actress, but no, I got what you're saying. So no matter how bad the actor is, keep them in there.
Well, no, but then, like, don't keep their character or something. I don't know.
Instead of
I
Drax
don't
the
know.
Destroyer, we'll have Bax the, I don't know. I couldn't come up with something good for that.
Something can happen to him. I'm sure something's happened to him in the comics. Stuff happens to people in the comics all the time.
They open up the scene with a funeral, a closed ca casket of Drax dead. That's how the movie
See?
starts.
There you go. That works. They don't even have to open
then
up in that scene. They just have to talk
his long
about
lost father.
from a different galaxy. See? It totally works.
There we go. Paul Rudd, it's just come out, he will be playing dual roles in a new Netflix comedy series. I guess he's, there's not really any specifics on it at all, other than the director and executive producers will be Valerie Faris and Jonathan Dayton, who are known for Little Miss Sunshine, the movie Little Miss Sunshine. So, but yeah, Paul Rudd, I guess, is going to have two roles in the movie, or in the show. I think that's fantastic, because I think he's a pretty good actor. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I don't really know much of what he's in, other than Ant-Man and I Love You, Man. Incidentally, both end in the word man.
He was in
but I liked him in both of them. I'm not saying he's bad. I liked him in both of them. I just don't know much.
He was in Arrested Development. That's the big one that he was in. That Netflix ended up bringing that back. I never got into it. I saw an episode or two, but I didn't. Not the acting was bad. I just, it didn't seem like my thing.
Yeah. Oh no, he wasn't in. I saw another one. He was in Role Models. That was hilarious.
Yeah. He was good in that. I remember that with Sean William Scott, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Sean William Scott's coming back, by the way. He's coming back to acting because he hasn't done anything in a while.
What's he
doing? This kind of ties in with what we were talking about. The show Lethal Weapon with Damon Wayans. And then his sidekick, the actor that played a sidekick there, you know, it's a cop buddy cop show.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that plays the sidekick apparently is a terrible person to work with. Everybody hated coming in to work with him. He yelled, he cursed and everything, put people down. Wow. So, and this show was one of the top shows for Fox. So they cut him. They said, you're gone. And the person that they got to replace him that's going to be the new partner for Damon Wayans is going to be Sean William Scott.
So are they going to do it like magically his face just changed, or they could actually make him a different character?
I haven't heard yet if they're going to make it a different character or not. I would imagine for something like that, that you kind of have to make him a new person. Like, you know, your partner quit or something. Here's your new partner.
Yeah.
Do you ever end up seeing you ever see the movie that Damon Wayans and Sean William Scott were in?
No.
Yeah, they were in actually a buddy cop movie. I can't think of what it was called right now. I think that's what it was. They were cops. It was actually pretty good. They work really well together.
I think.
So I'm interested to see where this is going to go.
Yeah. I think Role Models is the only movie I've ever seen him in.
Oh, you never saw the American Pie movies?
No.
What? How have you not seen the American Pie movies?
I don't know. They came out when I was like not really old enough to watch them.
Still, well, the last one. When
it was
the
not
last
yet
one
appropriate. Well, I'm not going to watch the last one if I've never seen all of them.
Well, that's part of your homework now. You have to watch them.
Back watch American Pie.
Yes. That is a homework assignment for you.
Okay. I don't know when I'll complete it, but
well, as long as you get it started. Yeah, you know, there's what, like 4 movies, I think.
Holy cannoli.
American Pie, American Pie 2, American Wedding, and I believe American Reunion.
That's a lot of American.
Yeah. But they are all great.
Are they though?
They actually are, yes, they are. Okay. I don't. The first one might not hold up as much now, but I think the rest of them, the other three, definitely do.
Are they great, or do you just really like Tara Reid?
Nah, Tara Reid. Actually, Tara Reid's not in. I want to say there's two that she's not in.
Because she was busy doing Sharknado.
Hey, she made that franchise. talking about old stuff, you ever see the show? Probably not. Have you ever seen the show Facts of Life?
No, but I know what it is.
You take the good, you take the bad. The
You take all of
facts of life.
it. Those are some pretty interesting facts.
it was like a it was good for its time. There was nothing like it because it was all females. There was an older lady that was running a business, and she took in these four girls and had them run the business with her. And I think they all I don't think they all lived in the same house, but I think three of them lived in the same house or something. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was a boarding school.
It might have been a boarding school. Who knows?
I don't.
I definitely don't either. But Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are in early talks to be the executive producers of the series, which
To
doesn't really mean
redo it?
much because an executive producer doesn't do too much. But yeah, for the reboot.
Oh my goodness. They're like rebooting every show.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's no good ideas anymore. So you're going to sit down this fall to watch TV, and it's going to be all 80s shows. You're going to be watching Facts of Life, followed by Alf.
That's crazy.
No new ideas. So speaking of reboots, there's going to be another sort of reboot slash sequel of Star Trek with Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart signed on to do, I guess it's more of a sequel. It's after the Star Trek he did of Next Generation. It's going to be Where's Patrick Stewart Now? Jean-Luc Picard.
It's gonna be where's Patrick, like his character, you mean?
Well, yeah, that his
Oh,
character is
I was like, that's a really weird
his character is Jean-Luc Picard. The
Oh
new
my
Star
goodness.
Trek crew has to go find Patrick Stewart. Ask him where he's been, and he comes out in his wheelchair and says, "I've been in the X-Men movies."
So it's a show or a movie?
It's a show. It's actually going to
Okay.
be CBS already came out with a new Star Trek show, and it's on their CBS All Access. You have to, pay for their app to be able to watch. It's not actually on TV, it's just on their app.
Oh.
And this is going to be now a second show that's going to be on their app, also a Star Trek show.
Oh my gosh, everybody's doing that now.
Oh yeah,
Like
that
creating their own streaming things.
Oh yeah, if you want to watch everything, it's going to end up costing more than having cable. Everybody's like, "Oh, $7 for this. Oh, $7 for this." And
Yeah.
it's the subscription world we live in. You just subscribe to everything. Everybody starts falling for it. "Oh, it's only $7. Oh, this one's only $7." And by the time you realize it, you're back to paying $100 for watching stuff.
Yeah.
So there's no difference whether you're doing that or if you would have had cable for $100. And going now to DC Universe is going to have their own app as well for, I think, $7,
Yeah, it's like
$8.
$75 a year or something.
Yeah, well,
I
that's their
saw.
special that they're running right now. If you sign up now, if you get the pre-order on it. And one of their shows is Doom Patrol. And the guy from the new movie that's released about a month ago, The Purge, the first Purge, his
Okay.
name is Jovian Wade. It's just been announced he's going to star as Cyborg in the live action series Doom Patrol. Yeah, I haven't seen anything he's done.
No, I don't think I have. I did see the what are they coming out with? The Titans, the Teen Titans or the
Right.
Titans? And I watched, so
Did you see
I'm
the
like,
trailer?
yeah. So I watched the trailer not knowing what it was. I knew it was going to be a show, but I didn't know it was going to be on DC Universe. I just kind of clicked on the trailer to watch it first. And he drops the F-bomb, and I was like, holy crap,
Oh
which channel is showing this? Because I'm
and
pretty sure you're not allowed to use that language on TV.
all the violence in it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
My
They ask him
goodness.
that they ask Robin where or I don't know if he's Robin or Nightwing at that point. Where's Batman? He goes, "F Batman."
Yeah, but he actually says the
Well,
F
Trying to
word. And
keep
he
it
has
clean
like
here.
blood all over his face because
But
he
yeah,
just
that's what
like
I'm saying. It's real
punched
violence.
everybody.
Yeah. It's just got done killing six guys, and now he's got to drop the F-bomb.
Quite an intense show.
But I was happy to see the Shazam trailer that came out at Comic-Con. It is a little bit old news, but did you end up seeing that trailer?
The Sam trailer?
Shazam.
Oh, yeah. The Shazam
movie that's going to come out next
year.
Yes. That looked really good. A good, wholesome movie.
I love Zachary Levi, first. Second.
Before anybody else?
Yeah, before anybody else loved him, I did. No, that was first on my list of things to say. Second on my list about that movie or trailer is I'm kind of excited because it seems like DC's always been like the serious type, and I think that they're realizing they need to kind of orient some more comedy and family things in there. So it seems like they're going to do that with this movie, which right. I love that DC has their thing and does the serious stuff. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I love that about them. But I also think they need to branch off and do kind of a split because they'll make more money. But, and then third is his costume is ridiculous.
I kind of like it.
So I was talking to our younger brother, Derek, about that. And I was like, is his costume that ridiculous in the comics? And he's like, no, not really. And I was like, well, I think it's crazy. And then he said something that like made a lot of sense to me. He said that he looks at it as, so Shazam is about this kid who, like when he turns into a superhero is an adult. And so right. He was like, I think that they made the costume look like a Halloween costume, like big bulky muscles and whatnot, like fake bulky muscles or something, because it's like it brings out the kid quality when he's an adult. I was like, that kind of makes sense. If they're going for that, I understand it. Yeah.
I kind of thought it was just because they're making the Marvel's always said before they make a superhero movie, all their 20 movies they've made so far or whatever, before every movie they make, they sit down and watch the first Superman movie. And they watch it and go, all right, we're going to do our own thing, but we want it to feel like this Superman movie. And now DC has come out and said, well, first of all, what's her name? Patty Jenkins that directed Wonder Woman?
Yes.
She said before the first Wonder Woman came out, that's what she did. And I guess she did it again for the second movie before they started doing this one. And now the higher-ups are coming out saying, I think it was Geoff Johns that came out and said, that's what they did for Shazam. They watched the Superman movie first, and then they did this. So I took it as it's kind of like a throwback. We're going to make it a little more lighthearted and, you know, do the costume and stuff, the lighting, like it was in that first Superman movie.
Yeah.
But
I didn't
like
even
you
like
said,
the first Superman movie, though.
Well, like you said, and I don't have a problem with serious. I just don't like how the DC's doing it right now. You look at the Batman trilogy with the Christopher Nolan trilogy. Everybody, you know, for the most part, people loved that, and it did really well in the theaters.
It was so good, yeah.
Right, but I mean, that was dead serious right there.
That was.
You know, they're not making Marvel comedy movies there, so.
Yeah, I mean, and Wonder Woman was really serious, but. And it was so good.
Right. You can do serious, but still, you know, bring out that character a little bit more and add just a little bit of lightheartedness to it. Like, yeah, make you feel those good emotions, too.
Right.
Well, hopefully they do it. I have a little bit of news here. They've announced that on the drawing board, they have put Supergirl for one of their next movies that they're going to start. They haven't done a script or anything, but that they want to get a script out there and start filming. So
cool.
They haven't even announced that they're going to do another Superman movie, but they're all about trying to do Supergirl, I guess, because the TV show is doing well now too. And
so then would they use the same actress?
No, they've been big about not crossing their TV shows and movies.
I like that.
Yeah, I do
because TV. They cross their stinking TV shows, which is so annoying.
Yeah. Well, good segue here. My next thing is, and the cross for this year between all their thousands of TV shows they have now, they're going to introduce Batwoman.
Yep.
You heard that?
Yeah.
And it's going to be Ruby Rose. People might know her from Orange is the New Black. I'm not really sure what else she's been in. I know that. You didn't sound too excited, though. Why not?
Well, because then Batwoman's going to be a show. And right. And it's going to be on the CW.
That's their plan, as long as it does well in the crossover.
So my problem with that is I watched the first season of Supergirl and I watched the first season of The Flash. I liked them both. But then when Supergirl moved over to CW and then towards the end of the season of first season of The Flash, like they mix up the shows. So like The Flash ended up being on Green Arrow a couple times and then Green Arrow ended up being on The Flash.
Right. But then, it's like, a cross promotion making people want to see every show.
But it's stupid because I don't like Green Arrow and then I feel like I miss part of the storyline for The Flash because I'm not going to watch the Green Arrow. So I really don't like that. I think that they need to stop crossing over their shows because if you're a fan of Green Arrow, you'll watch Green Arrow. If you're a fan of The Flash, you'll watch The Flash. Just because you're a fan of the one doesn't mean that you're a fan of the other.
So is that the only reason why? Or are you, you just don't want to see a Batwoman show?
No, that's the only reason why. I will not watch it because they cross over.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't want to have to watch 16,000 shows. My TV time is very limited. And so.
Just don't watch the crossovers. Don't watch the other shows.
But then I feel like I'm missing part of the story.
You'll miss a little bit, but all in all, you'll be good.
I can't. It drives my OCD a little crazy. My fake OCD, not my diagnosed OCD.
Well, a lot of people are excited about this one because it brings a female lead finally to that superhero universe. And
other
also,
than Supergirl?
Well, it brings another one. Yeah, you got me. Okay. I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm pretty sure she's female and lead.
My second point was that Batwoman is a lesbian, so it's going to have that community in there now too, which they tried to insert into Supergirl and it didn't end up working too well. The fans didn't like that. They made her sister a lesbian, had a big relationship and everything. So.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And the last bit of news I have is the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe is coming to the IMAX. It's going to be the week of Labor Day. You can go to a local IMAX, hopefully, if you're near one that's going to be doing this promotion. And all week for it's in celebration of their 10th anniversary. All week, they're going to have every movie that Marvel has done, which is apparently 20 films.
I was like, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, they're all doing 20 that with films.
They're doing that with Harry Potter, too, but that's only 8 movies.
Yeah, it's going to be spread out 7 days, 20 movies. So it's not one of those where they're going to try and stuff everything into 2 days and you have to buy just one ticket for the day and watch all those movies. There's going to be all, you can buy individual movie tickets and it's spread out through 7 days.
Okay. So where are they starting? Because all Marvel movies would be like, like Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
I don't know. I haven't seen if they're including the Sony movies or not, or if it's just Marvel's movies. And Spider-Man, even though he's a Marvel character, Sony is the production company that makes Spider-Man.
Right.
So I'm not sure. This didn't have a list of all the movies. It just said 20 movies. It did, however, say that it is going to include the Incredible Hulk movie, which came out a long time ago, which is one of the first movies that came out, actually.
Which one is the Incredible Hulk? Is that the one with Edward Norton?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think so.
I always get confused. They came out with two, like, super close to each other.
Yeah, yeah, they were pretty close. The Incredible Hulk, 2008. So, yeah, that's the Edward Norton one.
Okay.
Which I feel was the much better one. I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah. Well, that's the... No. I was going to say, that's the only one I did see, but I saw the one with Eric Bana, too. Banner.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't care for that too much.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire is my favorite Spider-Man, though. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I get the criticisms people have of him, but I thought he was good. I enjoyed his portrayal.
Yes. He's the best Spider-Man. You can fight me.
I agree. All right. Well, that's all for the news. Next, we're going to hit the IMDb birthdays.
Yay.
All right. First, on IMDb birthdays, which I know this is a favorite segment of yours because you always look like looking up on IMDb whose birthday it is.
I do. I don't know why, but I do.
So, well, we'll do it today. We'll do it for August 10th, Saturday. And it starts out with Justin Theryx. Now, forgive me for all these names I'm going to mispronounce, and a lot of them I don't know. So he's an actor from Mulholland Doctor or Mulholland Drive. I don't know. Don't know that show. Or movie, whatever it is. Do you know it?
No.
Okay, good talk. We got, and this goes by popularity, so who knows? We got number two is Brenton Thwaites from Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Nothing for you?
No. Are you on IMDb right now?
I am on IMDb right now.
And it goes by popularity?
That, yeah, it goes by their star meter. It's sort of
really
right,
because do you have it like lowest to highest? Because I'm looking at it right now and I can tell you who's first on my list.
Well, I mean, I know my number five person. All right,
go ahead.
Who's first on your list? Go ahead.
It might be your number five then.
Yeah, because I just resorted it. I hit the star meter button again, and it went to people that don't even have pictures. My number five is Antonio Banderas.
He's not even on my list.
And you're on August 10th?
Oh, no, I'm on August 11th. Why is it on August 11th? That's weird.
Isn't today Saturday? Wait. Oh,
no,
it's
Saturday's August 11th.
Oh, no.
In your face. I was like, I know a lot of these people. So first on this,
if you were born on August 10th, congratulations, you share a birthday with those people that we didn't know. You go ahead and take it away. August 11th, who do we have?
Okay, Chris Hemsworth turns 35.
Oh, happy birthday, Chris Hemsworth.
I know him as Thor in the Avengers or in Thor.
Or in Ghostbusters, the redo with the female cast. He was actually pretty good in that. He was funny.
He was. I was kind of surprised.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you enjoy it?
It was good. I wouldn't say it was great. I probably wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was great, but I enjoyed Kristen Wiig and what we just talked about her last week. What's the other girl's name?
Oh, the blonde girl.
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live and the Spy Who Dumped Me.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like all the actors individually. Like, I like her. I like Kristen Wiig. I like Melissa McCarthy. But for some reason, maybe just like the script or something, it just didn't mesh well for me. Or maybe Ghostbusters in general. Like, I don't know.
Well, were you a fan of Ghostbusters originally or no?
I've never seen the whole movie. Oh, <gosh. laughs>
All right, keep going. Who we have next? Before you ruin me here.
Chris Messina. It's his birthday today, and he was in a bunch of things I don't know. Live by Night, Ordinary World, Cake.
Under the group Cake.
Let's see. Also, it's Ursula Corbero. She turns 29.
I thought she you knew all these people.
A Spanish actress. I know the next one. Ambeth Davids. She was in Army of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man 2. She was Mary Parker. The Tobey Maguire one. You know, only one for editing.
Yeah. And what was her name?
Ambeth Davids with a Z. Davids. Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And other things. Viola Davis.
That name sounds familiar.
She was in The Help and The Suicide Squad. And she's in the show How to Get Away with Murder. She's the lead character.
I've never seen that. I've seen Suicide Squad.
I think she has an Oscar for The Help, I think. Allison Stoner, if you're a Disney fan, turns 25 today.
Why? Who is she?
She is in the movies Camp Rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No clue.
Demi Lovato.
Ah, Demi Lovato.
The next one is probably my favorite. Will Friedle. Ugh. Turns 42 today. I didn't know he was that old. Will Friedle from
Boy Meets World.
What?
How old is he?
42.
Yeah. Or also known as, what was it? Speaks with Squirrels, or what did they end up calling him?
Oh, yeah. Eric Speaks with Squirrels. Yeah, something like that. also voices Bumblebee in the Transformers animated show.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan turned 65 today.
Whoa, real American hero. Gotta something eat your like vitamins. That.
What?
That's how he always told everybody, all the kids, you gotta eat your vitamins. Because he's a real American hero.
Well, at least he's...
He was a good role model.
I was gonna say, he's doing some positive... positive things. And the last one is... Well, not the last one. But Sophie... Okonedo, and she was in Hotel Rwanda, Aeon Flux, After Earth, Hellboy, and the new Disney Christopher Robin with the creepy characters.
Well, happy birthday to all those people and anyone else that celebrates their birthday on that day.
Happy birthday.
All right, time to go movie box office from last week. Have you seen any movies?
No, I have not.
Have you? I actually had, I did end up watching, what was that movie called now on Netflix? Like Father?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Kelsey Grammer and Kristen Bell. I ended up watching that. It was well acted. I enjoyed Kristen Bell and Kelsey Grammer, but the movie was extremely predictable. You watch and you're thinking, oh, haven't I seen this movie about 1,000 times already?
Yeah.
And And we thought that the guy that's in it, Seth Rogen, we thought that he was had a bigger role than he actually did. He's actually not in it for too long. And he wasn't a friend of hers. He's actually somebody that she meets on the boat, on the cruise that she's on.
Okay.
And that's the other thing about it too. It wasn't very funny. I thought it was more of a comedy than it was. There's a part or two where you might throw out a little chuckle, but that's all. It's more just like a lighthearted getting to know your father, getting to know a family member, you know.
See, I didn't think it was a comedy because the picture shows on Netflix is like her crying in his arms.
I mean, even on IMDb, it has it listed as a comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it had it listed that way on Netflix. Hmm. All right, let's see. Last week, let's go over the top 10 for the weekend. Coming in number one, once again, Mission Impossible with $35 million.
Wow.
That's now grossed $124 million. Number two was Disney's Christopher Robin with $24 million. Not too bad. Number three, also opening up last weekend, The Spy Who Dumped Me. Only $12 million for that one. Not performing too well.
But number three.
Right. Number three. It was after Christopher Robin. Both of those opened up last weekend.
Right.
And at number four, Mamma Mia. It doesn't get knocked down too bad at $9 million. Number five with, we've realized it's Denzel Washington, the star of The Equalizer 2. That takes in $8.7 million. Number six, still up there somehow, is Hotel Transylvania number three.
Wow.
With Adam Sandler and his Dracula voice, bringing in $8 million.
Adam Sandler's Dracula.
Oh, I want to suck your blood. Oh,
the voice that he pretty much uses for everything.
Right. That's what, I don't understand that movie franchise.
But Kevin James is in it, so a little bit of a redeemer.
He's in what? In Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah, he plays Frankenstein.
Oh,
and David Spade is in it. David Spade, I think, is the Invisible Man.
Oh, so all his buddies are in it.
Yeah.
Now, in the seat, we got to stop talking about it. Now you're making me actually feel like I would want to see it. And I don't want to see it.
Your girl, Selena Gomez, is in it.
My girl? That's our dad's girl. That's what he wanted, so the CD. He wanted the CD of Selena Gomez.
Oh, that sounds so wrong.
Number seven, we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, bringing in $6.3 million. Number eight, opening up last weekend, The Darkest Minds. That's the one you want to see, right?
Yes.
Opened up at number eight, bringing in a whopping $5.8 million.
YA movies, they haven't been doing that well. I don't know why.
Nobody wants to see the movie. They just want to read the book.
Well, yeah. I like to do both. But the book is always better. Except for one time.
What time was that?
A Walk to Remember.
I read it.
Oh, it's a Nicolas Cage book. All of his books are the same darn thing.
A who book?
Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, you said Nicolas Cage.
Did I say Nicolas Cage?
You said Nicolas Cage. I was thinking there's no way that man can write a book. He probably can't even spell the word book.
Both Nicholases. It doesn't matter. Not a fan of either one.
He can overact the word book real bad.
But
you want me to read a book?
Is that like Scooby-Doo? Is that when he plays Scooby-Doo?
You never know what you're getting with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, man. I know. You always know what you're getting with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I guess you do. Hey, he was in one good movie. He was in The Rock.
I've never seen it.
With Sean Connery, good movie. Still coming in the top 10 at number 9, Incredibles 2, 4.9 million. It is now up to $583 million total gross.
Wow.
And dropping from number 5 to number 10 and not making any money, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. $4.7 million. So far, only bringing in $20 million. Falling like a rock in a river.
But did it go to every theater? Because I don't think I saw any trailers for it on TV or anything. Like, they didn't market it at all.
I saw commercials for it, and I don't have cable, so I don't really watch much TV, but I definitely saw
commercials. So then how did you see commercials?
I said I don't watch much TV. Every once in a while, I might get to see Price is Right or I don't know what.
Yeah, but I don't think I saw any commercials for it. I mean, I saw the trailer just because I'm like a trailer fiend and I consistently go to IMDb to see what new trailers are out. Like Glass, ugh. I'm so excited.
But, oh, Glass, did we talk about that last week?
I don't think we did, but I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's the sequel to Unbreakable. Is that what you're talking about?
It's the third. Yeah, so it's the third. Unbreakable was the first, Split was the second, and Glass is the third. And I've wanted to see Split for ever since it came out because, A, it looks like it's about a serial killer, which I love. B, it looks like the serial killer has split personality, which I love. And C, it's James McAvoy, who I love. You can't really go wrong with any of those three things. But yeah, so then I still haven't seen it, but now that I know it's a trilogy, I need to watch Unbreakable first and then I'll watch Split and then.
So you haven't seen any of them?
I didn't know. I've never even heard of Unbreakable, but I do like Bruce Willis.
That's fine. I've never heard of Split. I'm looking this up right now. I thought you were lying to me.
Would I lie to you about something I'm super excited about?
When did this go? 2016. I never even heard of this movie.
Oh.
No, I guess I'm going to have to go find this and watch it now.
I'm so excited to see it.
All right, well, on to movies that are coming out this weekend. We have 4 movies. First one is Black Klansman, which is actually based off of a true story where the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department was determined to make a name for himself. What he did is he set out to infiltrate and expose the Ku Klux Klan. And he actually goes undercover to join them and expose them. So it's supposed to be a little bit of a drama, a little comedy in it, and I guess a lot of truth.
Huh. The one I saw I've seen a trailer for on TV. When I saw it on TV, it looked like it was pure comedy, and I was like, that sounds ridiculous. But now that I know it's a true story, that redeems it a little. So
yeah, it's supposed to be. I mean, I'm not seeing it in the description here, but I have read that, so. Hmm. The big blockbuster that's coming out, we'll see how it ends up doing, is The Meg.
The shark movie.
Yeah, the Megalodon. Is that what it's called? Megalodon, right? Yeah, Megalodon.
Yeah.
75-foot-long shark. So it's basically a Jaws with a Megalodon, which to me doesn't sound too terrifying because you got Jaws the shark. He's going to come and chomp you up and there's going to be blood and body parts and Megalodon, he's so big, he's like a whale. He comes and opens up his mouth and you get sucked in and all you end up doing is drowning to death inside his stomach. You're not getting eaten or anything because he's so big. It's just like a whale-eating shrimp or whatever.
A whale-eating shrimp?
Yeah, he just opens up his mouth, a bunch go in.
Like a shrimp-eating whale, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what you said.
It's like a whale that eats shrimp.
Yeah, but you said whale eating shrimp. Oh, like okay. I see what like
Yeah, not
I
like a
see what
shrimp
you mean.
that The shrimp is massive, let me tell
I
you.
would see that movie.
Well-eaten shrimp.
Da-da-da, next coming in theaters.
We'll have to
You've
talk to.
seen the whales eat the shrimp. You've seen the shark eat the people, but have you seen the shrimp eat the whales?
Then you see Plankton come out from SpongeBob. He's just chomping down on a whale.
Yes, done. Start writing it now.
We'll pitch it to Paramount.
Okay.
All right, we got third movie coming out is Slender Man. In a small town in Massachusetts, four high school girls perform a ritual in an attempt to debunk the lore of Slender Man. When one of the girls goes mysteriously missing, they begin to suspect that she is, in fact, his latest victim.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, so it's just another horror movie that's coming out.
Yeah, which I think is based on folklore as well as a video game. I believe there's a Slender Man video game, but I don't know that the movie is based on the video game, but I do know it's folklore.
Well, yeah, see, I thought I remembered hearing, and I should have looked it up before this, and I forgot to, that there was actually, it's not based on it, but there was actually a stabbing that happened with some girls, and they blamed it on a slender man that came to kill everybody, and it turned out it was just this one girl that did it all. Or maybe it was two girls.
Like the girls that were blaming this person.
Right. They said that this Thunder
Fascinating.
Man came, and it turns out it was just them that killed their friends. Yeah, here
Interesting.
it says the real life story behind the Slender Man story involved the stabbing of a preteen girl by Anissa
Wow.
Weir and Morgan Geyser, who were both 12 at the time.
Wow. What? Danielle is going to be looking up that story later.
They lured their classmate, Peyton Lutner, to a park after a sleepover and then stabbed her 19 times.
Wow. Girls be crazy.
All right, and we have the fourth movie, Dog Days. It's an ensemble comedy that follows the lives of multiple dog owners and their beloved fluffy pals around sunny Los Angeles. When these human and canine paths start to intertwine, their lives begin changing in ways they never expected. This is one of those, they've got like four stories going on at the same time, and then
Yeah.
they start like interweaving.
I never like those movies.
That's funny. My wife actually went, it actually came out on Wednesday. So yesterday, my wife took my 7-year-old daughter to go see Dog Days, and they both ended up loving it. They both gave it 5 stars, they said. The reason my 7-year-old loved it is because she got to see how all the stories kind of intertwined with each other.
Right.
Yeah, since so she gave it 5 stars. I asked her what she would have given Incredibles 2 because I never asked her after that movie. She said Incredibles 2 gets 4 stars. So it's pretty high praise for Dog Days.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute, though. That's like her first grown-up movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Why is Incredibles 2 not a grown-up movie?
No. Though it does have a grown-up moment in it. It is not a grown-up movie.
Well then, yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean,
Aw.
how about the original or all the Superman movies? Are those grown-up movies?
Yeah, I guess.
There you go. She's seen all of them, some of them twice.
Poor kid. Poor girl. Poor girl.
She loves them, and she's actually seen the Supergirl movie too. The original
I
Supergirl movie
didn't.
that came out
That's
in
right. There is a Supergirl movie.
yeah, it came out right after the Superman and Superman 2 came out.
Never saw it.
It's got what is her name? You don't know this at all.
I did know that they made a Supergirl movie after you said it. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, a long time ago. But
And
I
nine
never saw it or anything.
1984 it was that it came out, and it had Faye Dunaway was in it, but the star was Helen Slater. She was Supergirl. So Helen Slater, who's actually now in the Supergirl TV show, everything comes around.
Yeah. Typecasting.
Well, I mean, I think she had a pretty decent career after that. She was in some other stuff, Sticky Fingers. Never heard of that. City Slickers. City Slickers. She was in that. Lassie, the movie. She was in that. There's a few things she's been in.
Yeah.
All right, and then Netflix, we have two things that are coming out. We have the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society,
I just saw
which
the trailer for that.
did you? Yeah, what do you think?
It looks okay. It's a period movie. It's set in during World War II.
Right.
It's a romance, clearly, by the trailer. I like period movies, but not necessarily World War II movies because I don't like overdone World War II.
Yeah, see, I love World War II, but yeah, I'm not interested in that. It got me a little bit, but then I watched it and I was not interested in it. Too much of the romancy kind of chick flick stuff.
Yeah.
And so our second movie that's on Netflix that has come out this weekend is actually co-produced by Ben Stiller. It's called The Package.
Oh, I didn't know about that one. Oh, I like Ben Stiller.
It actually looks pretty decent. It's this group of kids that go on a road trip together. And the one guy brings his two sisters. He didn't tell his friends that the sisters were going to come, so they end up joining in, and they call it a black comedy. There's something ends up happening that something goes wrong on the trip. You could see in the trailer the one kid's all bloody from something, but it actually looks pretty funny. Here, let me play just a small clip from the trailer. This is The Package on Netflix.
Show me ID. Show military ID. Jack Jessup reporting for booze. You don't look like this guy. This guy looks like a soldier.
Yeah, so it actually seems like it's going to be funny, and I'm interested in it. I'll watch it this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Ben Stiller. I'll look at the trailer, definitely.
It's funny. At least everybody should be giving the trailer a check and seeing if they're interested or not, but it looks funny. All right, you have anything left to add before we go?
No.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your weekend. Hope everybody out there enjoys their weekend. Everybody can drop us a voicemail if you're using the Anchor app. We can play a voicemail. If you have any comments or opinions, go ahead and add them on the voicemail or send an email to siblingjabber@outlook.com. And also now you can donate using the link that's found on this podcast, whether you're on Spotify or Anchor or wherever you listen to the podcast. There's a link there, and you can click on that and you can donate one time or reoccurring every month. Right, but that's it for now. This is Sibling Jabber. I've been Roy.
I'm Danielle.
And everybody, have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye. Now everyone can see. Secret, secret. I've got a secret. My true identity. I'm Kilroy. 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 Kilroy.